Right now, a special event happening at Kreveling Lounge until 6:30 this evening. It's the 2013 Borders of Diversity Student Conference with the themes of changing the conversation and discussing the tough topics. Did not realize that they've been doing this for 20 years now, starting dialogues, talking about ideas, and making a difference. Admission's free at this special event, which is co-sponsored by the Cross Cultural Center, and PCC's English Division. And right now, award-winning solo performance artist Dan Kwong is on stage. He offered a preview of the show he's going to be performing, which he calls America Talking to Ya.
What this is going to be, actually, is this will be little short excerpts from several different pieces. It's sort of a medley. And so there's a piece I will do from a show called Monkhood in Three Easy Lessons, which is, 1993. Another piece called Station Wagons of Life, which dates from 2000. And the newest piece will be an excerpt from a show called It's Great to Be American, which is 2009. And these pieces deal with various facets of identity, gender identity, cultural identity, class identity, nationality, and all through the telling of personal stories.
You actually teach workshops, I believe, on doing performances and writing like you do. What do you tell people about going deep and learning to accept themselves as they perform?
That to tell your story is an act of self-empowerment. It's an act of self-validation. That to tell your story says that you matter. Your experiences matter. Your thoughts matter. Your feelings matter. And that this is a way that we not only teach other people who we are, we teach ourselves who we are. And, without self-knowledge, you have nothing.
An important lesson for everyone. I love that one essay that you've done called Beyond Victimization. When you talk about one oppression that everybody experiences, it doesn't matter your background, orientation, age, or anything else, the oppression of children. Would you tell me about that?
Yeah, that everyone experiences this. This is your first experience of being systematically disempowered. The oppression of young people is your first experience of being systematically disempowered and invalidated because of some identity that you have. It's because you're a kid. We put you down, the third graders put down the first graders, and the sixth graders put down the third graders, and so on. Of course, it all starts with the way that we as adults treat young people, which is that they are objects, they are property, they are, beings to be controlled and manipulated and shaped according to our vision. And that's, for better and for worse. So that's our first experience of being up against this societal attitude towards us, that because you are this group, which is kid, child, you are put up against this disrespect and mistreatment, and quote-unquote, there's nothing you can do about it. And it's overwhelming, it's overpowering, and everybody runs into that, and to varying degrees of harshness. And to the extent that we internalize it, that kind of serves as the primer coat for every other oppression you're going to face. Whether you're a girl and you're going to face sexism, or you're a boy and you're going to get the male conditioning, or, a person of color who's going to run into racism, you've already had the experience of being disrespected and disempowered because you are a fill-in-the-blank. And those hurts that you receive from young people's oppression sets you up, makes you vulnerable to every other oppression you're going to face later on in life.
What's the best way to fight against that?
Well, I think one thing is for us as adults to be more conscious of what happens to young people and to listen to them with respect. One of the best ways to interrupt oppression is from, someone who's outside of that group that's being targeted. Someone who can step in and be an ally. Someone who will interrupt the disrespect and mistreatment. Now, nobody's going to dodge it all. You're going to get hit with something somewhere, somehow, sooner or later. And so part of what we people need is the ability to recover from it, to recover from having been ridiculed and beat up or excluded or disrespected. And the way that people, this circles back around to my beginning, the way that I think people recover from the effects of oppression is they need to be able to tell their stories. They need to be able to tell their stories in the way that they lived it and experienced it, not the polite, sanitized, bored version, but to tell your story with all the heat and passion that it lives in your gut. I think that is part of how we recover from having been oppressed.